بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. باب في التفكر في عظيم مخلوقات الله تعالى وفناء الدنيا وأهوال الآخرة وسائر أمورهما وتقصير النفس وتهذيبها وحملها على الاستقامة. This is the ninth chapter of رياض الصالحين وفضل من كرم الله سبحانه وتعالى. And in this chapter, لما نووي رحمة الله عليه has mentioned the title of this chapter. It's a very long title, and the meaning of this title is the chapter on reflecting over the great creations of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. عَظِيمِ مَخْلُوقَاتِ اللَّهِ تَعَالَى. For example, the sky, the earth, the mountains, the arsh of Allah, the kursi of Allah. So these are all the azim, the great creations of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he is exhorting us to ponder and reflect over these great creations of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And وَفَنَاءِ الدُّنْيَا, that the world is going to come to an end. And وَأَهْوَالِ الْآخِرَةِ, the terrors of the hereafter. The terrifying conditions, the horrifying conditions of the akhirah. And other matters of this world and the hereafter. وَتَقْصِيرِ النَّفْسِ, and the curtailment of and the culturing of the soul, and to spur it on to having steadfastness, which we discussed yesterday, istiqama. So basically in this chapter, Imam Nawawi rahmatullahi alayhi brings several verses of the Holy Quran and one hadith which he mentions, which came previously, which makes us reflect and ponder over, number one, the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the supremacy, the oneness of Allah. When we look at His makhluq, all the things that Allah has created, then it will definitely make us realize on how great Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is. That Allah ta'ala has no partners. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is one. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He is the only person, He is the only that, the only being worthy of being worshipped. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is so kind, He's so generous, He's so powerful. And He has placed us into this world for a short period of time, and this world will become fana one day. Fana means it will come to an end, it will be destroyed. But the akhirat is forever. And the conditions of the akhirah, the day of qiyamah, is not something which is very, very trivial and light and easy. And therefore one has to prepare for that occasion. So when a person prepares for that occasion, or when he begins to prepare for that occasion, when he realizes the greatness of Allah and the short life in this world, the perpetual life of the hereafter, the conditions of Qiyamah, standing before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, giving an account of one's deeds, and then there's Jannat and Jahannam. So a person will then begin to culture his soul. He'll begin to make tahdhib of his soul. In other words, he will begin to make sure that his soul is not following the wrong things. In other words, he will not become a slave of his soul by doing haram things, by those things that will be against the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But he will culture it, he will tame it, he will nurture it. He will make it subservient to the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And for all this, this will bring in his life istiqamah, steadfastness, which alhamdulillah we discussed yesterday. When a person is steadfast, then he will reach his goal. قال الله تعالى إنما أعيذكم بواحدة أن تقوموا لله مثنى وفرادى ثم تتفكروا. This is the verse of Surah Saba, wherein Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إنما أعيذكم بواحدة, that I am giving you one advice. And what is that advice? أن تقوموا لله مثنى وفرادى, that all of you stand for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with sincerity. And whether you stand in pairs and you want to discuss it amongst yourselves, or you stand individually, ثُمَّ تَتَفَكَّرُ, then you ponder. Mufassireen, most of them, majority of the Mufassireen have said that ponder over what Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this Nabi, is inviting towards. And for one ponders sincerely, genuinely, he's not biased, and he makes insaf, he's just, and he sees what is Rasulullah calling to. He's calling towards the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He's calling towards the fact that Allah has got no partners. He's talking about Allah's greatness. قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ وَحَدْ, اللَّهُ الصَّمَدْ, Allah is self-sufficient. Allah is not muhtaj. Allah has got no parents. Allah has got no children. Nobody is equal to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Everything is in His control. He has created us. We have to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If a person genuinely ponders over all these things and the greatness of Allah and what Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is preaching, then he will come to this conclusion, مَا بِصَاحِبِكُمْ مِنْ جِنَّةِ, that your companion, referring to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, your messenger, he is not insane. Ma'adha Allah, the mushrikeen of Makkah, this is the allegation they should make against Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sometimes some would call him Sha'ir, he is a poet. And all the words of Quran is just poetry. Sometimes they'll say he does jadu on people, he's a magician, ma'adallah. They will call him sahir. And in many cases, you find that they would say, this man is insane, he's majnoon. Allah says, ma bi sahibikum min jinnah. No, this is not the case. So if you ponder clearly and genuinely and sincerely, and you're not biased, then you will come to this conclusion that what Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is calling towards is haqq, and he is not insane.
وقال تعالى إن في خلق السماوات والأرض واختلاف الليل والنهار لآيات لأولي الألباب.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about in the fourth juz, and it's a very beautiful verse of the Quran. In fact, when Rasulullah would rise at night for tahajjud, then he would first read this verse. And then he would look at the sky and he would read this verse. Verily in the creation of the skies and the earth, if one looks at the skies, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about the skies in various verses of the Holy Quran. Many verses. أَأَنْتُمْ أَشَدُّ خَلْقَنَا مِنْ السَّمَاءِ. Allah directly questions us, are you more stronger? Have you got more strength? Or the skies that we have created? And look at how Allah has suspended the skies above us. It is like a canopy, a roof over the earth, without any pillars, without any support. Anything you place above without any support, it will collapse. So Allah tells us to reflect, look at the skies, look at the earth, look at the creation of the skies and the earth. وَاخْتِلَافِ اللَّيْلِ وَالنَّهَارِ, and the alternating of the night and the day. After the night, now we're going to see the day. After the day, we see the night. Who is in control of all this? Who is bringing the night and after the day, or the day after the night? All these are signs, لَآيَاتِ لِأُولِي الْأَلْبَابِ, for the intelligent ones. Now who is the intelligent one? Not the one who has got many degrees, but Allah says Himself, الَّذِينَ يَذْكُرُونَ اللَّهِ, those who remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. قِيَامًا, in a standing position. وَقُعُودًا, whether they are sitting. وَعَلَى جُنُوبِهِمْ, even when they are reclining on their beds and the couches and they're resting on their sides. وَيَتَفَكَّرُونَ فِي خَلْقِ السَّمَوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ, and they ponder over the creation of the skies and the earth. And when they ponder and reflect, what do they say? رَبَّنَا مَا خَلَقْتَ هَذَا بَاطِلًا. Oh, our Rabb, oh, sustainer, you have not created all this in vain for no purpose. There's a meaning behind all this. There's an objective and an aim and purpose why Allah has created the skies and the earth and the mountains, for us to realize that there is one Allah and He is the most powerful being, and there is nothing that will overpower Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In fact, in one hadith, narrated by Sayyidina Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, she says, Rasulullah says, woe be to that person who reads this verse and does not ponder over it. Woe be to such a person who reads this verse and he does not ponder over it. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions another verse, أَفَلَا يَنْظُرُونَ إِلَى الْإِبِلِ كَيْفَ خُلِقَتْ. Have they not seen how the camel has been created? And the ship of the desert. And this was the main transport in the time of the Arabs. And they would mount this animal. Allah says, وَإِلَى السَّمَاءِ كَيْفَ رُفِعَتْ. And have they not looked at how the sky has been elevated? وَإِلَى الْجِبَالِ كَيْفَ نُصِبَتْ. And the mountains, how they have been firmly pegged and erected. وَإِلَى الْأَرْضِ كَيْفَ سُتِحَتْ. And the earth, how it has been leveled. فَذَكِّرْ إِنَّمَا أَنْتَ مُذَكِّرْ. O Messenger of Allah, keep on giving advice to the people, because you are an advisor to the people. You are مُذَكِّرْ. You will remind them and remind them and remind them of the greatness of Allah, the oneness of Allah. So generally the person, he's mounted on a camel, he's high. And the first thing he will look at towards the sky, he look at his animal. Like us, we are sitting in our car, the very first thing you're looking at your car, أَفَلَا يَنْظُرُونَ إِلَى الْإِبِلِ كَيْفَ خُلِقَتْ. And then you look towards the sky. And then as the person is traveling, then he looks at left and the right hand side and the desert, they will look at the huge mountains. And then he will look down, like we are looking at the road, they will look at the sand and the desert. So Allah says, look at all these in different directions, and you will come to the conclusion that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He is a supreme ruler. And He has complete dominion of the world and sovereignty. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brings a verse, and Allama Nawawi has only brought part of this verse because this particular verse has been mentioned in various places in the Quran in more detail. Allah ta'ala says, أَفَلَمْ يَسِيرُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ فَيَنْظُرُوا. Do they not travel? Refer to the mushrikeen. Do they not travel in the earth and then ponder and reflect and see all those villages and all those places that we destroyed because those people did not believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Despite the hundreds and thousands of signs showing us that there is one Allah, or showing those people, like people of Aad and Thamud and Nuh alayhi salatu salam's people, when they fail to reflect over the oneness of Allah, the tawheed of Allah, the rububiyat of Allah, the uluhiyat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they died as disbelievers, Allah ta'ala had destroyed them. So Allah wants us to take an ibrat and lesson and see all these things to reflect over Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the hadith mentioned by Shaddad bin Aws radiallahu ta'ala, in which he says, Rasulullah says, Al-kayyisu man dana nafsahu wa amira lima ba'd al-maut, wal-ajizu man atba'a nafsahu hawaha wa tamanna ala Allah. An intelligent person is that person who suppresses his desires. And he practices for the hereafter, for life after death. And a foolish person is that person who just follows his nafs and desires, and then after doing all the wrong, he doesn't make sincere tawbah, he just has hopes that Allah will forgive me. So he fails to do those things that Allah has commanded him to do. He indulges in all the haram things and he follows his carnal desires, and then he just has tamanna upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Rasulullah says such a person is a foolish person. May Allah ta'ala give us tawfiq and hidayat to make tafakkur, ponder today as we go into the world, or into our businesses, or whether we go to school or madrasa, wherever traveling, then ponder over the great creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This will make us realize the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And as we see the great makhluk of Allah Rabbul Izzat, we should say Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, La ilaha illallah. Wa akhiru da'wana, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen.